USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is ordering emergency medical facilities be set up in areas hit hard by the coronavirus. He says each of us has to be careful and follow the federal guidelines.
It is absolutely critical that Americans continue to follow the federal government's guidelines, so important, about social distancing, non-essential travel, and hand washing. Defeating this unseen enemy requires the help and commitment of every single American.
A massive spending bill to help with the coronavirus pandemic is stalled in the Senate after a procedural vote failed. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says an agreement is possible, hopefully, in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, in the House, Democrats are moving forward with their own version of coronavirus relief. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Coronavirus testing may be much easier to get as the FDA has approved a diagnostic test that can tell you within 45 minutes if you have the coronavirus. The test was developed by the California-based molecular diagnostics company Cepheid, who said the company had gotten an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The test will be used primarily in hospitals and clinics. Athletes are now calling for the Summer Olympics to be postponed. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The head of the U.S. track and field team is calling for the Tokyo Olympics to be postponed because of the pandemic. The USA swim team has also called for the 2020 Games to be rescheduled. Swimming and track accounted for 65 of America's 121 medals in the 2016 Olympics. The 2020 Olympics are scheduled for late July and early August. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The list of people contracting the virus grows. Harvey Weinstein is now in medical isolation while serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. Former football player and Bachelor star Colton Underwood tested positive. Bon Jovi keyboardist David Bryan, legendary opera singer Placido Domingo. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were one of the first to report they had it. The Wire star Idris Elba, Daniel Dae Kim from Hawaii Five-O, Indira Varma from Game of Thrones, Rachel Matthews from Frozen 2, also Utah Jazz players Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, and NBA superstar Kevin Durant, football coach Sean Payton, Congressman Ben McAdams, also Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, the mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, Sophie Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife, Prince Albert II, the ruler of Monaco, and Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. The Drive-In Theater is once again experiencing a boom. With nearly all of the nation's movie theaters shuttered due to the coronavirus pandemic, some drive-in owners think it's a unique position to give moviegoers a chance to do something out of the house while keeping distance from others. It's estimated in the U.S. there are just over 300 drive-ins left in the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.